Welcome back. You're listening to the News at One. Now, as part of his visit to Northern Ireland today, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar will visit Linfield Football Club in Belfast. He's thought to be the first Taoiseach to visit the club at Windsor Park, which traditionally has had a large Protestant support base. We can talk now to Roy McGivern, chairman of Linfield Football Club. Roy, thank you for talking to us today. You will welcome the Taoiseach to your club today. How did this visit come about?
Good afternoon, Justin. Yes, we'll be very pleased to welcome the Taoiseach to Windsor Park today. We received some contact a few weeks back from some officials in the Irish government. And as part of a wider visit to Northern Ireland today, he asked could he visit the Linfield Football Club. So we're more than pleased to accommodate him, as we would any high-profile visitor to Northern Ireland.
And what will he do there today?
I think that the main focus of the visit will be that he will visit our academy. So we have a thriving boys and girls academy at Midgley Park, our training ground. And he'll visit one of their training sessions. He'll see our full-time scholarship programme in action, which we really hope to showcase to the Taoiseach, and just let him see the positive developments we have here in terms of young people getting involved in football and also getting involved in education as part of that wider programme.
I know that one of your star players is Chris Shields from Dublin, but your club would have largely, traditionally, a Protestant support base. Is that something that you would see changing?
Yeah, I mean, we're very proud of our background and our history as a club and, you know, in South Belfast, but obviously with changing demographics, we're very keen to outreach to the wider community, and the club is currently very diverse and inclusive at all levels, you know, right from the academy up to the first team. Indeed, over many years, we've had many successful players from the Irish Republic, people like Desi Gorman and Pat Fenlon. And as you say, Chris Shields now is one of our star players. He was a former Dundalk captain. So we're very keen to promote this club, you know, to all sections of our community and to keep building the club.
Have you had any objections to the Taoiseach's visit today? Did any of your supporters say that he shouldn't come?
None whatsoever. I mean, I think I say we have had engagement over recent years with sort of local schools and community groups, you know, right across Belfast, as well as local political parties. So this is really part of our wider outreach programme at Linfield. You know, we're happy to reach out to all sections of the community, and that's part of that. And we've had no objections at all from any of our supporters.
All right, Roy, thank you very much for talking to us today, and good luck with the visit. Roy McGivern, chairman of Linfield Football Club.